fundamentally, you know, if you appreciate that connection to whatever your business you're in, whatever your external outcomes and sort of your strategies are, to the importance of the people that are actually trying to execute against those strategies, you'll quickly realize the value and the importance of investing in the digital workplace.
Hi, I'm Paul Miller, and this is Digital Workplace Impact, where we investigate and explore the ideas, practices, and people that are impacting the new digital worlds where we all work. Digital Workplace Impact is produced by the Digital Workplace Group, a strategic partner and boutique consultancy covering all aspects of the evolving digital workplace industry through membership, benchmarking, and boutique consulting services. And if you'd like more information, visit digitalworkplacegroup.com. So it's great to have on today's episode Gary Kenzie. Gary is the Vice President and Unit CIO for Digital Workplace at American Express. I recorded this interview with Gary because American Express are the winners, the overall winner of the Digital Workplace of the Year Award 2019, and I had the privilege to hand out the awards to Gary and his incredible team in Chicago at Digital Workplace Experience a few weeks ago. And I hope to catch up with Gary there. We didn't get a chance, so I had a chance to talk to Gary and do the recording a little bit later. And if you want more information about the award winners, do go to our website, digitalworkplacegroup.com. And what you'll find there is there's a whole section all about the awards and different blogs on some of the winners, such as Mark Bramulet from Ubisoft, who's the Digital Workplace Leader of the Year Award, and you might have heard that episode. So I hope you enjoy today's show, and over to Gary. Gary, I'm delighted to be joined with you on the podcast today. Maybe just kind of start off by explaining your role inside American Express and your role relative to the digital workplace before we get into some of the nitty-gritty about the award and your success.
Sure. So Digital Workplace at American Express essentially comprises of all the products and services our colleague and extended workforce require in order to do work on behalf of American Express. I'm also the CIO of our HR and corporate affairs and communications organization. So again, focus on the internal aspects and technology needs for all of our colleagues.
Okay. And is this a particularly unique way that the role's been configured for American Express? Because I know as a company, you have a quite a sort of special character in the way you do things. Have you sort of created this or shaped this role for a particular reason?
You know, I would say the rationale behind it is to be as focused on our colleagues as we can be. You know, essentially taking the same really structured and maniacal focus on providing the best experiences for our external customers and taking that same strategy for, you know, making sure our colleagues are, you know, similarly focused on with similar structure and the same sort of maniacal focus. So, I don't know how unique it is. I know some of my other peers across the industry are starting to, you know, shape things similarly. But I like to think that, you know, the way it's been organized, again, is in most part due to, you know, our desire to provide the best experiences for our colleagues.
Okay, that's great. So, you know, it was great to be together in person a few weeks ago when you when American Express won the award as Digital Workplace of the Year 2019 in Chicago, and the atmosphere and frankly the envy in the room was pretty tangible that night. So I suppose the question that everyone listening in and people who are there on the evening want to know the answer to is what is it, do you think, that made American Express stand out so much and really kind of allowed you to achieve this award?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it was a great night, and I think you guys, again, put on an awesome show, awesome few days for folks to collaborate together, so thanks again for doing that and providing the opportunity. I think it starts with, you know, what I was referencing a little bit earlier is we put our colleagues first in everything we do. We interact with them. We work backwards from their needs, focus predominantly on making them as productive and as efficient as we can. And I think, again, focusing on our colleagues as a customer, I think is a pretty important piece of our story and a pretty significant differentiator. I would also say, you know, we've got a very forward-thinking strategic view. We are really focused on a persona view of our colleagues and also a journey-based view, and that's how we develop all around all of our products and services. I also believe that our strategy itself is a very comprehensive and cohesive one. We partner with a bunch of different teams across the organization. We take a really, you know, focused look at all the functions that are required in order to execute the strategy. And also we spend quite a bit of time, with the due diligence leading up to the strategy, whether it's, you know, the market sort of intelligence, you know, commercial, you know, viability, commercial value, customer intelligence into it, what type of talent and operation models might be required. So it's not just a single sort of, you know, view into a particular part of the strategy. It's very cohesive and comprehensive. And then I would also say our governance as a culture, really emphasizing the criticality of our operating model and product excellence processes associated with what we're trying to deliver through the strategy. And I think when you think about all that together, I'm pretty biased, obviously, but I believe that's a pretty strong differentiator.
Okay. And what would you say, and maybe you've sort of answered it a little bit, for other organizations looking at your story and your journey and your success, what would you say the kind of key steps or the key components are to get right if you really want to make progress in terms of your digital workplace?
Yeah, it's a great question. I would say focus on outcomes and not outputs. And you're right, I kind of alluded to it in the other question. You know, working backwards from what the colleagues really need in order to be efficient and productive is an important sort of lesson, if you will, for folks trying to embark on a similar journey. And a good example of that is, you know, just thinking of something like new colleagues starting the company. There's a lot of different aspects of the digital workplace that are really important for that experience to be really well done. And I think, you know, thinking about, you know, the onboarding experience as the journey and being as comprehensive as you can and not the sort of the disparate outcomes along the way is an example of something that I think, you know, is a good lesson learned. I think, you know, you could focus on the individual outputs, but unless you have a really good understanding of what you're trying to accomplish from the outcome perspective and as comprehensive as you can be, it's not going to be as, premier of a service or premier of experience as you'd like it to be. Mm. The other thing I'd reference from what we've learned is, you know, you kind of want to prioritize the problems and not necessarily just the features, because you'll, and I've been around this for quite some time, it's easy to get enamored with something that's new in the industry or, new capabilities. But, you don't want to be in the position where you're trying to look for problems for that new capability to solve. You really want to know where you think your pain points are, where the problems are, and then be really thoughtful about how to solve them with whatever capabilities and features are out there.
Yeah, and that's such an important point, and it strikes me that the American Express as a company has understood what we call sort of user journeys and customer journeys kind of longer than most people, because I think that's where you've really, really focused. And often, I think in that case, it's trying to remove difficulties or obstacles or frustrations, isn't it? It's not necessarily just about trying to wow people with, exciting new features. It's trying to make some of the, kind of general things work. And it seems like that's a philosophy that you've applied inside Digital Workplace at Amex as well.
You're spot on, Paul. And every one of my team has heard me say this. And the word we use, and you're really, really spot on with it. We always say we want to take friction out of the environment. Mm. And that, I think, is what having a journey-based view, having the persona framework really helps us do. It takes friction out of the day-to-day experiences for our colleagues.
Mm. Yeah, and what is it about your organization that has allowed you to put this kind of emphasis and importance on the, if you like, the internal experience, the internal way of working? Because, one of the things that I've heard as a sort of complaint over so many years, it is getting much better, is that, a lot of our investment goes externally, and internally we really don't treat the environment as critical. But it seems that that balance is a lot more balanced, if you like, within American Express. And what's led to that?
Yeah, it's a great question, Paul. And like I said, I've been around for a while, and I remember, the old days of, I like to, lovingly say, it used to be just keep the lights on, right? And make sure things stay available. I think what's really changed for us here at American Express, and it's been there since I've actually been with the company, is there's a really sort of strong recognition across the entire company of the importance of our colleagues and the importance of their experiences and the correlation to our success as a company and everything they're able to do. And so I think that's the sort of the light bulb that has been on for a while here and has been the root for why, we've been able to kind of, drive and the strategy that we have. We get a ton of support, from our CIO, from other business leaders to make sure that this area has the right focus. And so, fundamentally, if you appreciate that connection to whatever your business you're in, whatever your external outcomes and sort of your strategies are, to the importance of the people that are actually trying to execute against those strategies, you'll quickly realize the value and the importance of investing in the digital workplace.
Mm, great. And are there a couple of particular features or capabilities that your digital workplace has that you're particularly proud of?
I'm particularly proud of the fact that I think, and I say this to my team all the time, I think every digital workplace has like a fundamental sort of expectations for what should be available. And I say this all the time. I think we as an organization have been able to deliver, the experiences in a way where there's no obvious gaps in whether it's the products or services that we offer that a colleague might want. And I think that is a really huge win for a big company, and in large part to what you were saying earlier about a lot of companies just don't prioritize this as effectively as they should. I think because we've got a great foundation for what people would expect in order to be productive. And then I'm also proud of a lot of the capabilities that we built on top of that foundation, where we've got, you know, some predictive capabilities in the environment that helps take friction out of the experiences for folks. We've got some service-oriented things that, you know, are more modernized, and I always like to say are kind of trying to match some of our colleagues with what they would expect in their consumer lives, which is a lot of what, you know, drives, you know, what happens in the digital workplace, but the expectations people have in their personal consumer lives and then wanting to see that translated into the enterprise. So we've been able to do things with, you know, such things like chat bots and other things that I would consider a little bit more modern, albeit, you know, very, very pervasive in the consumer space. And we've been able to offer that in the enterprise. You know, and again, I also am pretty proud of, we are pretty sort of comprehensive in providing experiences across a multitude of devices. So, you know, whether you want to, you know, work on a PC or a Mac or a mobile device, I feel like we've got a pretty good opportunity for you to be productive across all of your devices. So, I mean, those are just a couple of the sure. capabilities that I'm pretty proud of.
Mm. And do you have any advice for somebody listening to this thinking, you know, we've got so much potential in my own organization, but we really need to make the strategic commitment and the investment. What are the arguments to take to a senior team and say, you know, look, this is something that we aren't putting enough attention on, and if we did, it would really make a substantial difference to us.
Yeah, that is a conversation that, one, if it's not happening, should be happening, and it should be ongoing. Because I think the value is, you know, there's some obvious sort of, you know, first things, low-hanging fruit, I would say, that, you know, you'd base that argument on, and then I think it continuously evolves over time. For me, one of the most important pieces of that argument for someone to kind of go and have with senior folks is the talent conversation. In a world where I think we all agree there's a pretty fierce competition going on for all sorts of different types of talent, I think it's really important and a huge differentiator for a company to be able to give and provide an environment for the talent they've attracted, or in order to attract the talent, that talent feels like they can be most productive, they're most efficient, and in their minds, you know, the least friction in what they need to do in order to get their day done. And I think that is a huge cornerstone of the case to be made for more investment here. And then the other thing, like I said earlier, if you can tie it to how you can empower the outcomes for the company, particularly how productive the workforce is against whatever the agenda is set for the company, you know, there are some pretty direct correlations there that, you know, can really, you know, be a fundamental part of the argument. And so I think those two things, I would put sort of one and two on the list to start the sort of the building the case around, you know, why we should invest more, or why, you know, a company should be a little bit more thoughtful in how they organize around this function.
Yeah, and I really like what you said about it should be an ongoing conversation and an ongoing program, and the idea this is a, you know, a continual thing. And one of the things that, I mean, there's quite a lot of things that impresses me about the way American Express approaches your digital workplace, but one of them I would say is just the kind of quality of people you have in the team. It's sometimes what you'll find inside an organization is you'll get one very kind of powerful ambassador leader inside the organization, and they'll really stand out. I know that exists at American Express as well. But across the team, the quality of the people seems to me, really quite exceptional. The other one is it's very sort of diverse. You've organized it, as far as I can see, in a way that really works for you as an organization. It's got, you know, we could call it cross-functional or cross-business, and it's got that, but it's an interesting and an unusual construction. And then there's this other thing, which is really just about kind of momentum. And I think that the process and the momentum seems really really strong. I don't know if there are other aspects of what you do that that you would cite, or whether those ring true for you as well, Gary.
I couldn't have said it better myself. I think those things that you've just articulated are really important, and I think a differentiator for us. And I think part of how we've been able to, particularly with the diversity of competencies and experiences and the talent, our CIO is really focused on making American Express the best place to be as a technologist to, you know, not just kind of, you know, start or kind of continue your career, but also to have a multitude of experiences and opportunities once you're here. And so we spend a lot of time on talent acquisition. We spend a lot of time on making sure that the talent has the room to grow. We do things in technology here that are fairly unique. For instance, we give 5 contiguous days to folks every year to just go and focus on something they want to do to improve themselves as a performer. And it really doesn't have to be scripted or, you know, quote unquote approved by, you know, the tech folks or their tech leader. And so I think, you know, a lot of what you just described is a testament to how culturally here at American Express, the technology organization thinks about, you know, not just the talent we're trying to attract, but once the talent's here, how to keep them here and keep them engaged and keep them growing.
Yeah. And when you say that, it then becomes sort of so obvious. It's if you're spending that much time and attention on attracting, retaining people, why wouldn't you provide them with a first class environment in which to work? And in a way, it kind of begs the question, you know, why would organizations not do that? It's sort of squandering the resource, because I do see organizations where people find it so difficult to actually get work done. And there's some kind of classic stories I hear about where, you know, the organization will hire senior person and then a few days after they start, they say, you know, there's a conversation with the person who's hired them. I can't work here. I can't get anything done. So it's all credit to what you've done. It seems very comprehensive and holistic. I mean, what do you think the pitfalls are to watch out for when trying to achieve digital workplace success? So for somebody who's not where you are yet, what are the things that can trip you up?
One of the biggest things that I've learned in my time in the digital workplace that has been a really important learning for me and our organization is, you know, one size doesn't fit all. I mean, you know, kind of an old saying, but it is so true, particularly if you're in an organization that's got a pretty sizable workforce with a variety of different sort of accountabilities and expectations. So really trying to figure out how to be more informed about, you know, who your customer base is, much like we do, you know, externally, I think is sort of one of the pitfalls I would offer for folks to avoid, particularly in larger enterprises, and really, you know, try to, you know, segment, you know, your customers in a way that makes the products and services feel a little bit more intuitive, tailored to the need. I think that would go a long way. The other thing I would say is, you know, and I've kind of mentioned this a couple of times, It is so important to see ourselves as a digital workplace organization, almost as a small company within the company. So everybody that works for American Express are our customers. And there's a certain culture and sort of, strategic sort of muscle you build if you view the world that way. And without it, I don't know how well you can actually deliver the experiences you like to from a digital workplace perspective. The other thing is, I think assuming like all capabilities can be built, managed externally versus internally or vice versa, I think you've got to find out the right balance. I'm really proud of the engineering talent we have on the team. And I feel like we have, pretty good flexibility to leverage products that we should be leveraging from strategic partners, or, being able to kind of build things that we need done ourselves. And figuring out that balance is important. And, again, kind of what I mentioned earlier, if you know your customers well, you'll be able to figure out that balance pretty quickly. And, having the right talent gives you that opportunity to, both clearly buy what you need to buy, but also, we all know that buying everything doesn't necessarily meet you all the way and what you're trying to accomplish, and having that talent there to kind of, fill the gaps, if you will, or bridge that balance between, whether you build it or buy it.
Sure. Great. Oh, thank you. And so what are you planning next? I know success doesn't stop. So what's the focus areas for the next 12 to 18 months?
Yeah, I am really focused on, moving forward with a couple of our strategic themes, things like digital dexterity, which is somewhat unique because it's really about making sure our colleagues are equipped to get the best out of the products and services that we're offering from a technology perspective. And so really trying to be more thoughtful around, empowering them, providing them the right sort of level of understanding in order to, make them as efficient and productive as they can. Really pushing forward with sort of our augmented reality and themes. And again, that's really focused mostly on our sort of pursuit of taking as much friction out of the journeys and experiences our colleagues are expecting. And I think there's, a lot that can be done with some of the more modern views of, what you can do with AI and sort of other, modern sort of techniques, better understanding of our data and what we can do if we had a better understanding of the data, again, and focused on taking friction out. So that's a couple of things we're looking at. Being, very thoughtful of continuing to iterate on what we've already accomplished. We are pretty heavily, immersed in sort of the agile methodology. So, to your point of around the question, what's next, you're never ever done. And so it's important to, continue to build upon, what we've already been able to accomplish.
That's great. So, a couple of questions just to end with. How does winning the award help you as an organization?
Yeah, I think very obviously, I think it's always great from a morale perspective when you've got a team that really cares about what they're doing, really puts a lot of work and effort into doing it well. To be recognized from an industry perspective. So that in and of itself is a wonderful experience in having won. The other thing I would say for American Express, and we talked a little bit about it earlier, to kind of demonstrate to, the world and the particularly the folks that we'd be interested in from a talent perspective, that this is, a great place to be. We put a lot of effort into attracting and retaining the best colleagues in the industry. And to be able to show them with something like this that we spend the time, we spend the focus on providing the most streamlined internal processes and great speed and agility and focus on taking friction and making folks productive, this award really helps, to kind of emphasize that for the talent base that we're looking to recruit in. And so, I think those two things, are really, really, great benefits of having won something like this.
Yeah, that's an and I hadn't really thought of that. So it's really about come and join the award-winning American Express team.
And not only, selfishly for my own team, but for all the talent that could do work for, for American Express, wherever in the company they can do it in, to know that they can come to a place that's been recognized for the focus and the advancement in a function like this, with particularly, the knowledge that this function is important for your productivity as a colleague in the company, I think is a really, really cool thing.
Great. So there's a question that I like to end with, which is more of a personal question. So what does a perfect working day look like for you, Gary?
So I like to engage in where my teams are going. And so not necessarily from a status perspective, but I love engaging in, what's next and be able to participate in sort of the, strategic aspects of what we do. And so that is sort of a great part of the day if I've had an opportunity to do that. And participation, but also an ability for me as a leader to be able to help them, whether there are, impediments that they're struggling with or, perspectives that they need. I'm kind of a servant leader, sort of focused individual. I'm also a big believer in the sort of the wisdom of the crowd. So just being able to participate with my group in that regard is always something that I find a lot of enjoyment in. The other thing I really enjoy doing is, with my team is understanding almost from a skip level perspective, like maybe not my direct reports team, but other, parts of my organization, what's going on, hearing their perspective, hearing their almost testimonials about, what they think about strategically what we're doing and how well it's going or not so well. Just being able to engage at that level for me is always something I think is important for every leader to be able to do. And then also to hopefully get some time to talk to some of our business partners and our customers, and not necessarily to check in to see how we're doing, but, to get educated on what they're trying to accomplish and what challenges they're facing. Again, to try to complement, our sort of really, important focus on understanding as much as we can about our customer base and every product and service we're developing, kind of working backwards from that. Obviously, it requires time to be spent with the customer. So I would say, those three things, if I could have said I've been able to do all three of those in a work day, it would be a really good day for me.
Yeah, and it sounds like a great day. Well, Gary, thank you so much for your time. And congratulations again to you, to all the team inside American Express on winning the Digital Workplace of the Year award, and thank you for giving us an insight into your story.
Yeah, Paul. Well, look, it's a pleasure. I am, again, like I said at the awards, I'm so honored that you guys saw enough in what we're doing here to choose us. It's a wonderful, wonderful recognition. And I think, again, like I think I opened with, I am really impressed with what you guys as an organization have been able to do. I've been in and around the digital workplace for 20 years, and there hadn't been, industry focus like there is now, and what you guys represent in that regard, I think is an important piece of the story for all the companies that are trying to advance an agenda here in the digital workplace. So thanks
great.
For that.
Well, thank you, and I will take that compliment and bank it. Thank you. Digital Workplace Impact is produced by the Digital Workplace Group, a strategic partner and boutique consultancy supporting more than 100 leading businesses and public institutions to advance their intranets and broader digital workplaces through benchmarking, research and practitioner expertise. For more information, visit digitalworkplacegroup.com. And if you'd like to listen to previous episodes of the show, go to digitalworkplacegroup.com/DWG_podcast. This is Paul Miller wishing you well until next time.